With a roundup of state and regional news this Wednesday morning, now we head to the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald and say good day to Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. Good morning to you and to all. The Florida Board of Education wrapped up 2 days of meetings in Orlando yesterday by asking for a better than 4% increase for Florida's public schools and colleges next year. But besides budgets, there were major discussions about court cases that could have a major impact on the state's colleges and K-12 education system. The panel put off a decision on whether to appeal a federal judge's ruling on in-state tuition rates for the children of undocumented immigrants. The state board had wanted to charge them out-of-state tuition, but last month in Miami, U.S. District Judge K. Michael Moore ruled that public colleges and universities cannot discriminate against U.S.-born Florida residents who happen to be the children of illegal immigrants. The board has deferred action on that matter because Moore has not issued his final written order yet. Meanwhile, as Nicole Creston reports from WMFE in Orlando, the State Board of Ed itself is a defendant in another case.
A North Florida nonprofit group called Citizens for Strong Schools is suing the State Board of Ed and leaders in Florida's House and Senate. Those lawmakers are accused of violating the state constitution by failing to provide for adequate education of Florida students. Board of Education attorney Judy Bone reminded members that the state Supreme Court refused to hear arguments to dismiss the case, meaning it's been sent back to the original Leon County judge.
We know that no matter who wins, there will be an appeal, and we expect it will go to the Supreme Court. It will take years to resolve, and the potential for these sort of suits, while they are so harmful, is in essence, if the plaintiffs win, then a certain number of plaintiffs in the court dictates educational policy, and that's why it's so damaging.
In court filings, Citizens for Strong Schools is asking the judge to force the board to come up with a plan to fix the state school system that includes more funding and to monitor that plan's implementation. I'm Nicole Creston in Orlando.
Speaking of education matters in Florida, they are the subject of a special edition of NPR's Tell Me More live from Miami this morning at 11 a.m. with our State Impact Florida crew. Among the guests, Secretary of Education Arnie Duncan and Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho. Educators, parents, reporters are invited to join the conversation on Twitter with the hashtag NPREdChat. The governing board of Citizens Property Insurance Corporation, the state-run insurer of last resort, agreed yesterday to review of a $350 million loan program that has lawmakers worried. The plan approved by the board last month has come under fire from incoming House Speaker Will Weatherford and others who've raised concern about it. To trim its rolls by about 300,000 policies, Citizens would provide up to $50 million in 20-year low-interest loans to companies willing to take Citizens' policies. Governor Rick Scott said yesterday that he supports the move.
My goal there is to make sure that if a family company has Citizens insurance in our state, that they understand the process, the fact that if there's going to be a major disaster, there might be assessments. So I want to make sure everybody understands that. And I want to make sure that if there's something that Citizens has to pay out, they have the money to do it.
Incoming Speaker Weatherford says Citizens may be overstepping its bounds and made it clear the legislature wants to weigh in on the matter first. From the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.